So I've listed some of the taxonomy numbers here for OB-GYN. And I'll say this, from some of the audits that I've had the privilege to partake in and some of the things that I've looked at is that I find my doctors are not linking everything that they're doing, which is causing them to potentially get some erroneous denials in the mail. What I mean by that is we can do or we should be linking critical care medicine, and I don't know how many of you are have ever billed out critical care medicine like the 99291 or 99292. So in that regard, let's keep in mind, you know, it doesn't have to be an ICU per se unit or chest pain unit or a cardiac unit. So my doctors get confused in that sometimes because, let's say, labor and delivery, for example, is a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week, 365-day-a-year unit. It should be monitored all the time because babies come all times of the day and night, weekends, holidays, whenever. But I find that my doctors are linking everything that they should underneath their MPI or the registry, if you will. So I listed some of the common taxonomy numbers for OB-GYN. So you can see there, obviously, obstetrics and gynecological medicine would be listed first. Critical care medicine is on here. Also, if you do or you take care of any hospice or palliative patients, or if you are a hospitalist, or maybe you just do obstetrics or reproductive endocrinology, if you have a subspecialty of MFM and you do maternal fetal medicine. So I've listed some of the common ones that I think are in there. So it might be important to maybe go back if you've had a change. Maybe you have a practice manager that moved somewhere else, or you've had a whole facelift, so to say, in your practice, your facility. Go back and check your registry because you might find some things or something that you could have stepped up to the plate on because you can actually link up to 5 taxonomies per NPI. So a lot of my doctors don't know that, and it could be the reason that they may be getting some bogus denials in the mail.